Luke chapter 1 begins to read at verse 1. Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. Therefore, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, it seemed good also to me to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. Amen. Now, I wonder this morning what your view of the Bible is. Some people think the Bible is old-fashioned and totally irrelevant to my life. Other people think it's a list of do's and don'ts. Gene used a word that I was going to use. Some people think it's a fairy tale. You don't think it's real life. Other people think it's full of contradictions. Well, those words that we read from Luke are none of those things. Those words are not old-fashioned and irrelevant. It's not a dogmatic list of do's and don'ts. It's not fable or myth. It doesn't sound anything like that. I mean, how do fairy tales start? It's that once upon a time, in a faraway land, there lived... And of course, fairy tales, you know they're make-believe. They make it obvious. Now, the other day, Holly and I were in a room, and my sister was there, and there was a film on in the background. Does anyone know what that film is? Yeah, what is it? Tangled. Okay, so the film's on in the background, and I'm doing some work. And this film, for those of you who haven't seen it, this girl, I don't know what she's called, sorry, but her hair, is she called Tangled? Oh, it's Rapunzel. It's Rapunzel, thank you. This girl, Rapunzel, has hair that can make people well. What else? Oh, it glows when she sings. And we were sat there, and it was on in the background, and I just turned and said, do you know what? Who could grow their hair that long? So my only problem with the film wasn't the fact that it could heal people or it glowed when she sang. My problem was, who could grow their hair that long? And my sister turned to me and said, you do know it's not real, do you, Michael? And of course it's not real, because we know, you know a fairy tale when you see one, don't you? It's obvious it's a fairy tale. You just know it is. You know it's far-fetched. You know it's not supposed to be true. But these words in Luke don't start like a fairy tale, do they? Luke's not wanting us to think this is a made-up story, and these verses are certainly not full of contradictions. Whatever your view of the Bible is this morning, whatever you've read on Wikipedia, whatever somebody's told you, put those things to one side, and just let the Bible speak for itself. When I was younger, sometimes tea had come out on the table, and I'd say, oh, I don't like it. And my mum used to say, have you ever tried it? And I'd be like, no. And she's like, well, you can't knock it until you've tried it. And the same's true of the Bible. Unless you read it for yourself, unless you spend time and thinking about it, you can't disregard it. You can't put it to one side. Now, you might ask, why should I bother? Why should I even spend time thinking about the Bible? Well, you should because of the claims that it makes. It claims to be your Creator's words. It claims to be truth. It claims to be a secret, or not the secret, it claims to tell you the way to eternal life. There is nothing more important than that. This life is short. I mean, how many times have we been reminded of that in the last few days and weeks? And unless you're reconciled to God, you go to eternal anguish. But the Bible tells us how we can be reconciled to God. It tells us about hope. So due to the size of the claims, we need to think about them. So, I want to use these few words in Luke to show us that Christianity is based on evidence. Yes, it takes faith, but it's not like pin the tail on the donkey. It's not just a stab in the dark. It's not just a leap into the dark. Please look at verse 4 with me if you've still got your Bible open. In verse 4 of what we read, Luke is writing to this guy called Theophilus. And in verse 4, he says, the reason he's writing is so that you may know the certainty of the things that you have been taught. So Luke wants us to be certain. Now, how can we be certain that what Luke is saying is true? Well, one thing is the fact that many people are talking about it and many people have seen it. So verse 1 said, many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us. Did anybody see in the news last night that report about the guy that lives on 102 Heath Road that had a cheese sandwich for his dinner yesterday? That's me, by the way. No, of course you didn't. Why not? Because it's hardly important. It's hardly breaking news. It's no big deal. How many people saw about that aeroplane and what's going on with that? All of us, probably. Everyone that turned on the news. Why? Why did my cheese story not get reported? Because it doesn't affect anybody. It's no big deal. But that aeroplane story is affecting people's lives. It's a big deal. The bigger deal something is, the more people talk about it. Luke tells us that many people are talking about what they've seen. Many people are writing it down. Many people are wanting to report to other people what's happened. Why? Because it's such a big deal. And to follow on from that, 2,000 years later, people are still talking about it. Now, I'm not talking about global people. I'm not talking about uneducated people. There are people all around the world from different classes, from different cultures, from different economic backgrounds, from different intellects that are all believing what Luke's written. And the fact there are so many people thinking about it, so many people believing it, shows us that we can rely upon what Luke has said. So that's one thing. There are many people talking about it. Second thing, eyewitnesses. Look at verse 2. Just as they were handed down to us by those who, from the beginning, were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. So second set of evidence, these events that we're talking about this morning were not done behind closed doors. People saw it. Now this morning, a crime has taken place in this church. It's the case of the missing Mars bar. I left a Mars bar this morning on the trestle that was here, and it's, well, I've moved the trestle out, but the Mars bar had already gone. So, does anybody know what's happened to my Mars bar? Oh, we've got some hands going up. What's happened to my Mars bar? Peter?
Davis nicked
my Mars bar?
Can't prove anything.
Did anybody else see Davis eating a Mars bar at the front of church? Oh, Davis, would you mind turning out your pockets for us, please? Oh, what about the top pocket, Dave?
There's nothing in that pocket.
Oh, I can hear rustling.
No, I'm pretty sure there's nothing in
can
that
anyone
pocket.
See anything in Davis's pocket?
Abigail.
A Mars bar or a Mars bar rapid. Guilty as charged. Now, just to clear Davis's name, that was set up in advance. But here's the point. We could have gone around everyone in the church, and we could have said, okay, everyone empty the pockets out, and Davis would have a Mars bar wrapper in his pocket. Does that prove Davis has done it? No. No, it doesn't. Someone could have eaten the Mars bar and put it in Davis's pocket without him knowing. The reason why I can be confident Davis ate it is because there are eyewitnesses. People who are willing to stand up and say, I saw him do it. And when Luke is writing his gospel, he is saying, I went and spoke to eyewitnesses. And when this was written, you could still go and speak to them. So you know that thing that happened at Caesarea Philippi? Oh, let's go to Caesarea Philippi and talk to people. And of course, people were there ready to say, yeah, I saw that. I saw the group of disciples. I saw what Jesus was doing. Or, yeah, I saw Jesus alive after he died. So the fact that there are eyewitnesses that have seen all these things is a great evidence and proof for us that we can rely on what we read in the Bible. Now, just imagine I wrote a book today. And in my book I wrote, on the 16th of March, 2014, Davis Seahorn stole a Mars bar at Cave Brown Church. And by the way, it was a Mars bar limited edition, which is available at the Tuck Shop on a Wednesday and Friday night. But imagine I wrote that down. Now, imagine there was someone who wasn't here this morning and they read that book. How would they check the book was true? They go and speak to one of you people who were there to see somebody who has actually seen it. And that's what Luke's done. He's gone and he's spoken to people. He's investigated so we can be confident that what's written here is true. So there is evidence. Last one, and then we're done. The last one is Luke himself. Verse 3. Therefore, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, it seemed good also to me to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus. Now, if I was building a computer and I got onto a bus and I had my plans there, and this guy gets on who knows nothing about computers, and then Bill Gates gets on, who is the owner of Microsoft, and I showed my plans to those two people, and if Bill Gates said, that's never going to work, and the other guy said, yeah, it'll work, who do you think I'd listen to? I'd listen to Bill Gates, wouldn't I? Because he's an expert. He knows what he's talking about. Now, in the same way, Luke is a medical doctor. Heard the phrase? Trust me, I'm a doctor. Now, I know doctors, unfortunately, can get a bad press at the moment, but doctors are intelligent, educated people who are used to studying, looking at facts, looking at evidence, and coming to conclusions. Luke has taken these things really seriously. Luke has asked difficult questions. He's seen if all the evidence stacks up. Now, if you were going to pick anybody to do a report, it would have been Luke. Did you know Roman scholars refer to the books of Luke and Acts, which are the books that Luke wrote? Roman scholars look at Luke's writings to help them confirm things about the Roman Empire, because Luke is so accurate and is seen as such a good historian. That's our third piece of evidence. The man who wrote it, inspired by God, is a person who we also can rely upon. Now, as we draw to a close, what have we seen? Well, I've tried to show you that Luke's gospel is reliable because it's saying what a lot of other people are saying, and we could look at Matthew, Mark, and John. Luke is relying upon eyewitnesses, and Luke himself is a man who investigated all the claims. Now, think about this. Luke tells us how to be right with God. Luke tells us extraordinary things about this man who is God, who died and rose again. Now, Luke isn't just guessing, he's not making something up. This is something that happened in history that is more important than anything else that can change your life. The message of Luke is what's required to secure your eternal future through faith in Jesus. This book tells us how God was reconciling man to himself at the personal cost of Jesus Christ. Here's my challenge. Over the next few weeks, we who stay upstairs are going to go through and we're going to look at some different evidence all pointing to the crucifixion leading up to Easter. And my challenge for you is, why not read through the book of Luke? Why not spend 15 minutes a day just reading a chapter, looking at the evidence, saying, what does this mean about Jesus and also my life? There is nothing more vital. There is nothing more important. And I urge you to think about it. Now, this morning, if you're here and you're thinking, well, I'd love to do that, I don't have a Bible, come and ask me for one. I'll make sure you have a Bible so you can read right through the book of Luke. There is nothing so important. There's nothing so vital. And it's something we can be certain about, because it's not a leap in the dark. It's based on evidence. We're going to close as we sing number 1100, which is Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord. And yes, there's evidence, but yes, it takes faith, and we need God to help us and help us to understand what we read in his word. So let's